The following program is rated M and is considered best suited for mature audiences. Please be advised that this program may contain adult themes, sexual situations, violent content, and/or strong language that is not suitable for listeners under the age of 17. Please take this into consideration before listening.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are about to join Mars Flight XT-108 in the year 2057, which has been away from Earth for 3.5 years. She is commanded by Captain Hank Garrett and is manned by two others, Flight Commander Jim Jameson and Flight Navigator Bob Wilson. Both 20 years Hank's junior. Three men chosen for an historic mission. To establish a settlement on the planet Mars, and then return to Earth, where a new crew will set off to settle the Red Planet. That is just one problem. About 3 weeks out from Earth, upon their return, they lose all radio contact from home. The theories... the onboard radio transceiver could be on the fritz. Or, maybe, something between them and Earth is simply blocking their signals from getting through. Or, perhaps, there is some problem on the receiving end on Earth. The crew of Flight XT-108 has no idea that is indeed a problem on Earth. And they cannot even imagine how big the problem really is. And now, we present the Destroyer.
Oh boy, that was some trip. Hard to believe we're almost home, Skipper.
I know what you mean, Jim. But after 3 long years on the surface of Mars, paving the way for human settlement, and 3 long months traveling to Earth in this tin can, we're almost home. The fastest space vessel ever built by man, and still, it takes 3 long months to get home. Hell of a road trip.
You can say that again, Skipper.
Okay, I will. Hell of a road trip. And a hell of a long time to be cooped up in close quarters with you two blockheads.
I feel for you, Hank. Really, I do. How you holding up back there, Bob? Getting bored with navigating this crate yet?
Are you kidding? The quicker I can get us home, the better it's going to be. Boredom doesn't even come into it.
I'm inclined to agree with you. Just don't guide us into the moon, huh?
Haven't steered you wrong yet, now, have I?
Not so far, but we're not home and dry yet.
No, that comes in about an hour, so stop your yabbering, you two, and get to work on getting this boat back down on the ground.
I hear you, Skipper.
No problem. We'll have you down and safe in time for supper, boss.
I'm counting on that. I can just taste a nice, thick, juicy steak. So get a move on, boys. Your skipper is hungry.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, Hank, should we try him again?
I doubt it'll do any good. After all, they haven't heard our transmissions for the last 3 weeks. But it's worth a shot. What the hell? Maybe whatever has been blocking our signal is behind us now.
Yeah, I sure hope you're right about that.
Me too. Give him a call, Bob.
This is Mars Flight X-Ray Tango 108, calling Earth Space Center 1, Houston. Do you copy? Over. Say again, this is Mars Flight X-Ray Tango 108, calling Earth Space Center, Houston. Houston, are you receiving us? Houston? Come on, guys, somebody's gotta be home there, right?
Give it up, Wilson. They can't hear us.
I think you're right, Jimbo. I tell you, everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong on this mission. Ain't it the way? Well, maybe our transmitter's fried. Could have shorted out on us. least that's my theory.
Oh, we know, Bob. We've been saying that for 3 weeks. How about singing a different tune?
Well, you explain it then, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Cool it, you two. We'll be down in less than an hour, and then the tech boys will figure it out. And then this debate can reach its happy conclusion.
Damn right.
Skipper's got cabin fever.
No, I'm just sick of being cooped up with you two competitive whippersnappers.
Oh, okay. Now it's youth envy. I get it.
You don't get anything. Just shut your trap and fly us straight home, Jimbo.
Geez, relax, Hank. We'll have you home soon enough.
Not soon enough for me.
About to enter orbit.
We should be able to see something by now.
Damn right we should. Bob, take a look out your window and tell me what you see.
What the? You guys gotta see this. Skipper?
What's the problem?
It's, Earth. I don't know what happened, but it must have been something huge.
What the hell are you talking about, Bob?
I see huge plumes of smoke coming from, well, everywhere. It's all over the freaking planet. It's like it's been hit by hundreds of asteroids.
But that's impossible, isn't it?
Damn near it. Turn this bucket of bolts over, Jimbo. I want to see what he's talking about.
Will do, Skipper. We'll be seeing something just about now. Holy crap, what the hell happened? Could it actually have been some kind of meteor storm?
No. No, it's no meteor storm, nor any damned asteroid strike. Oh, the damn fools have gone and blown it up.
What?
No, they wouldn't. They couldn't. Could they?
They damn well have. They killed everybody. It's all over, boys. It's... Oh, God. It's... Oh, the blessed fools! Damn them!
I can't believe it.
It's all right, boys. Calm down.
Calm down. Damn it, Jimbo. The Earth fought a damn nuclear war while we've been away. And you're asking us to calm down? Are you nuts? 'Cause I'm sure as hell about to lose it!
Well, getting all upset about it isn't going to change anything now, is it?
But... Are you kidding me?
He's right.
He's right? But boss!
No, damn it. Jim is right. Look, there could still be survivors down there. We may not be the only ones left. Now, we have to pull ourselves together and check.
Check? How? How are we going to check? What do you mean, check? How?
Look, this is the most advanced space capsule ever built. It was made to scan every aspect of Mars. It has the capabilities to scan for life, for radiation, for damn near everything. Now, undoubtedly, the Earth is full of radiation. But we need to see if there are still some uncontaminated areas. Maybe there's a place we can land. We have anti-radiation drugs. We can take those. They'll protect us against certain lower levels of contamination. If we can find a place to land that's reasonably safe, we should be all right.
Oh, yeah, and then what?
Now, calm down, Bob. I think I know what the skipper has in mind. We can refuel this tub, then head right back where we just came from, and then start the human race up all over again.
With the three of us! I don't know if any of you have noticed, but none of us is exactly built to carry babies! And if you're going to rebuild the human race, you're gonna need some babies!
I'm counting on survivors, Bob. And on some of them being female.
But that's just crazy. You're dreaming, Skipper.
Now you listen to me, dammit. I've just seen my homeworld in ruins. So I don't like the idea that we three are the only humans left in the universe. For my own morale, I'm counting on some survivors. Now, we're going to land this capsule right after we scan for signs of life, for signs of hope. Now, if we don't find any, fine, then you can panic. Until that happens, I'm planning for a future. Got it?
I've got it, Skipper. Aye, sir.
Any arguments from you, Commander Jameson?
None whatsoever, Captain. I'm with you.
Good. Now let's get started.
As it turns out, there are just a few places around the Earth where the radiation levels are low enough to support the returning astronauts. And the sensors do find a single faint sign of human life. Washington, D.C., in a top-secret facility on the outskirts of town. The space capsule lands nearby.
It's unbelievable that anyone could still be alive in all this devastation.
But the sensors picked it up. There was one faint signal.
Are you telling me that out of billions of people, there may only be one person left alive on the whole damn planet?
That's what our sensors told us.
That's rich. That's just perfect.
What the hell is so funny, Wilson?
The great hope of humanity lies in one sole survivor. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. What if it's another guy, huh?
Pull yourself together, mister.
Or what? They're all dead, Hank. It's over. Don't you get it? No more Sunday afternoons. No more baseball in the park. No more hot dogs. It's gone. This is the moment in history where man meets his end. And we're not worthy. We're so not worthy as a species. And now we've proven it. And I knew it. I knew it all along. We'd just end up blowing ourselves up. Extinct. Humanity. What a bunch of morons. And now we're dead.
Shut your damn mouth.
Or what, old man? What? What are you gonna do?
I'll ram my fist right down your throat, boy. Like I said in the ship, we have a job to do, and we're going to do it. If we fail, then you can run off and hide in a hole until you're dead. Or until we're all dead. Whatever you like. But right now, we have to check this out.
For what? For the hope of a future that isn't happening? Take a look around you, Captain. This is the future. There are no more tomorrows. Not for the human race.
Come on, Bob.
You stay out of this, Jimbo. This is an argument between me and old Captain Hank Garrett.
That's right. And it's time we had it out. You know, through this whole 3.5-year mission, the one thing that's really gotten under my skin is your damned negative attitude. You're not positive about anything, are you?
I'm a realist, Hank. I call him like I see him.
Bull. You're a damn pessimist. And all you ever want is to see people fail. You're one sick puppy, Bob. And now your ultimate fantasy has come true. Humanity has failed. That's how you see it. And inside that sad head of yours, you're thinking, I'm glad you're all dead.
You soulless son of a bitch.
The truth hurts, Bob. And I just hit a little too close to the bone, haven't I?
You stupid old man, I'll make you eat your words.
Whoa, hold on there, Bob. Calm down, man. It's okay.
No, no, no. It's not okay, Jimbo. You need to take stock of the situation here, old buddy. Desperate times and desperate measures. And like I said before, stay out of it. This is between me and the captain.
This is between you and the world, you mean? Because that's really what's going on here, isn't it? You're angry at the world, Bob. And now the world has proven that it deserved your anger.
I'll shoot you, old man. I will. I'm not kidding around.
You're a big man, aren't you, Bob? Standing behind your gun like that?
Well, I'd watch what you were saying to the man holding the gun, Hank. One wrong word could get you killed.
You're not going to kill me, Wilson. You haven't got it in you.
Well, I've got nothing left to lose, Hank. I don't know if you've assessed the situation, but the world just came to an end. This is it. Finally, the curtain closes on humanity. Today. So it won't matter if I blow your brains out here and now, because there's no one left to answer to.
Then do it. Kill me. End it right here. Right now. But remember, there's still at least one person to answer to. Yourself. Pull that trigger, and you'll always have to live with what you're responsible for.
Don't push me. I'll do it, and I mean it.
Oh, bull. You haven't got the guts. Now give me that pea shooter.
No! Stay back!
No!
He's dead! You killed Hank, Bob! What the hell?
I didn't want to do it. He made me do it. He came right at me. I had no choice. I didn't want to do it, damn it. I couldn't stop myself.
He was unarmed. You had the gun. You could have spared him. Damn it, Bob. Now what? You gonna kill me too? I mean, damn it, he was right. Now you have to live with what you've done.
I didn't mean it. I just... He made me so angry. God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Whoa there. You're apologizing to the wrong person, man. But it's too late to apologize to the captain.
God. What have I done? I just lost it, man. I didn't mean it. Everybody's dead. And the whole world's come to an end. And I'm freaked out. I'm really freaked out. You understand, Jim? I'm scared. I don't know. God. This is so fucked up. And we're fucked. We're completely fucked. God, why? Why did this happen? Why? Why did you let them destroy themselves? God damn it.
Damn it, Bob. We have to pull ourselves together here. We have to do our jobs. We have to finish this for Hank. We have to see who's alive in there.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay. Will that make it right, you think? Doing it for Hank? That's gotta make it right, right? Huh?
Nothing's gonna make it right, pal. But we can honor Hank by following his wishes.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I'm with you, Jimbo. I'm with you. Let's do this.
All right. We'll deal with giving Hank a proper funeral later, but right now, we have to see who might be...
Hey, Jim, look! There's somebody coming our way!
Who is it? Can you see?
It's a woman. Oh, hell! It's an actual woman!
Hey, wait a minute. I know her.
Jim Jameson? Well, I'll be damned.
Anna? Anna Hale? So, you ended up in Washington, D.C. I knew you got a big government job, but this is the last place I ever expected to find you. Hell, I didn't even ever expect to find you alive again. How did you survive? What the hell happened?
What do you think happened, Jim? It was the nukes. Once one set of their missiles went up, everybody else launched theirs in retaliation.
Wait, back up. Who fired first?
Does it matter?
No, of course it doesn't matter. The point is you're alive. That's the important thing. And it's you, Anna. It's you.
Yeah, I guess that matters. Sure.
Anna, I was going to ask you to marry me. Didn't you know that? But then you got that big promotion. I knew I couldn't hold you back. Hell, I was going off to Mars. You were going off to Washington, D.C. Wow, who'd have thunk it? I didn't know, but I wanted to do the right thing by you. I wanted you to succeed.
Do right by me? Succeed? Oh, I succeeded all right.
Anna, who fired first? Who was responsible for ending the world?
Why?
We need to know. I need to know, Jimbo.
What possible help could that be for anyone to know that?
History. History needs to know, goddammit.
History? Are you kidding me? A few minutes ago, we were convinced this was man's final hour. The last curtain call. Isn't that what you called it? Damn, Bob. What the hell's the matter with you? We just found out we're not alone. That someone survived. That she survived. My Anna.
Yeah. Yeah. And lucky old you, old Commander Jim Jameson, finds out his lost love survived the end of the world. And now he can fly her off to Mars. Start up the human race from scratch. Well, damned lucky day for you, huh, Jimbo?
You son of a...
We did it.
What?
Or rather, I did it.
Anna, honey, what are you talking about?
Yeah, Anna, what the hell are you talking about?
Shut up, Bob. Just let her explain.
My promotion. I was stationed in a top-secret facility. This building behind me, the war room. That's how we survived. It's underground. In the bunker. Free of radiation.
Then there are other survivors.
But there can't be. The ground-penetrating radar detected only one life sign. Clearly, it was Anna.
So then, what happened to the others, then? Anna?
Yeah, okay, Anna. What happened to them?
You really don't want to know.
Oh, we really do. We so need to know.
I thought you wanted to know about the nukes, Bob.
Yeah. Good point. About those nukes.
I was in charge of... the entire...
The entire what?
Calm down, Bob. Damn it. Anna, just take it slow.
The nukes. The entire arsenal. Nationwide. They were my responsibility. All of them. You see, there was a breakdown in the talks at the International Peace Conference.
Peace Conference? What peace conference?
Well, we have been away from home for a few years, and things were pretty strained when we left.
But, things weren't so bad that a peace conference was needed. What the hell happened?
It just all went sour once you guys were away. Within a few months, things were getting heated between the superpowers.
But why didn't anybody tell us about this? We had communication with Earth, with Space Command. Those bastards, why did they keep us in the dark?
Why tell us? I mean, look at it from their point of view. We're off settling another planet for the hope of the future of mankind. They would have wanted us to stay positive.
So our government was keeping secrets from us. From us! I freaking knew it. Surprise, surprise.
Okay, fine. You were right. The world was against us. That's your damn conspiracy.
No, there's more. What's she not telling us?
Oh, you're cracked.
I'm cracked as a fucking egg, my friend. Just like the planet.
No. He's right. There is more.
What?
I told you. I told you. I told you. I told you. I told you.
Shut up.
There was a peace conference. There were talks. Things got heated. We were on the brink of war. We were running drills. All the time, drills. It was all pretend, but one day, something inside of me, some little voice, it just said to press the button.
What?
So I did.
You what? Wait a minute. You pushed the button? We fired the first shot? No! You fired the first shot? You bitch! You ended the world!
Shut up, Bob. What the hell is wrong with you? It's not her fault.
Not her fault? Not her fault?
I'm not sure if you were paying attention there, Jimmy boy, because I was. And I'm sure I just heard her say that she was the fucking murderer of the whole fucking human race. So, yeah, the hell it isn't her fault. She ended the freaking world. She pushed the goddamn button. And they're all dead because of her, Jimbo. They're all fucking dead. And yes, for your information, it's her fault.
Anyone could have done it. It was probably coming anyway.
No, 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 no. She pushed the button. She pushed the goddamn button, and they're all dead. They're all dead because of her. It's on her, man. Now the big question is, what are we gonna do with her?
What the hell do you mean? She's our last hope for the future. She's our only hope for the future.
No, she committed murder on a mass scale. And because she has a womb, it's all forgiven? Uh-uh, I don't think so.
Well, you can't kill her if that's your great plan.
An eye for an eye.
Forget about it. You're gonna have to kill me first.
No. Get out of my way, Jim. She's gonna pay for what she's done.
You're freaking crazy. You already killed Hank Garrett, a good man, an innocent man. Now, if you kill her, you're gonna be the one responsible for ending mankind's existence. Is that what you really want? To be the destroyer of mankind?
What? No, that's not what I want. No. No, that's not what I want. It's not what I want at all. God, what am I doing? What's going on? Get this thing away from me.
Thank goodness. Some sense and reason at last. Thank you, Bob.
No. Thank you. I'm sorry, Jim. I lost it there for a while. I just went freaking crazy. God, what's wrong with me?
It's okay. It's an extreme situation. I can't condone your actions, but I can sort of understand how out of control you must feel. But now, we have to concentrate on the future, on going forward. The three of us have to get back to Mars.
What the hell?
Anna, what are you doing?
You left me. You took off in your spaceship, and you just left me here. Alone.
Look, honey, I explained that. I was trying to do the right thing by you. I was trying to just spare you. I didn't want to stand in your way. But look, we can start over now. We have a second chance now. The whole human race has a second chance. We... Anna! Why? I don't understand. Why?
Holy hell. You killed him.
I killed them all.
Even the other survivors? In the bunker? In the war room?
Yes. Yes, I killed them. I killed everyone.
My God, but why? Why, Anna, why?
Because I could.
I don't understand.
No, don't you see? The power to destroy was in my hands. It was so much power. So much power. And now I hold that power of life and death in my hand. Again. One movement. One tiny squeeze. If I pull the trigger, humanity ends. Right here. Right now.
But that's just crazy. That's insane. You're insane. I thought I was the crazy one.
No, Bob. I am the destroyer. The destroyer of this world. That makes me a god. And God isn't insane. God is great. God is good. God works in mysterious ways.
You are completely unhinged. And this is how it ends? This is how humanity writes its final chapter, with one pointless, insane act. Well, go on, then. If you're gonna kill me, if you're gonna make this the end of the human race, then do it! Just fucking do it!
You want to die?
Die? Who wants to die? But yeah, I'll take it. Better than what you're gonna experience. Once you've killed me, you're gonna be alone. Alone with the knowledge that you are the last human. You'll have to live with that. With the loneliness. With the unending guilt. Being the one who's reaped all of mankind. Unbelievable. Unending guilt. That's how I feel if I were the last one. That's how you'll feel. Alone.
I won't. You know, Bob.
What do you mean?
I won't be the one who has to live with being the last human. I won't be the one who has to live with the unending loneliness. I won't be the one who has to be alone. Totally alone, because that will be you.
What? You're one crazy bitch. Wait, no! No. No, Anna. No. Oh, God. It's me. I'm the last one. I'm the last one. I'm the last one. I'm the last one.
And so, Flight Navigator Bob Wilson is the sole survivor of the human race. His pessimistic view of the world has come true. Could a more positive outlook have changed his fate? Who can ever know?
You have been listening to Showcase, The Destroyer, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Victor Aurelius as the narrator, Dave Weaver as Jim, Jeff Niles as Hank, Andrew Dorfman as Bob, and Deborah Adams as Anna Hale. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Dream Realm Showcase, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The copyright to this program is held by Dream Realm Enterprises, 2013, all rights reserved. And finally, this has been your host, Jeff Niles, for Dream Realm Showcase. Join us next time for another incredible story.